Hello.
I want to thank you so much for calling customer service earlier today. My name is Debbie. I see that we missed your call. How can I help you?
Yes, apparently I did not know when I authorized the charge for free shipping charge that a subscription was entered in my name and charges were extended to my Chase credit card. I do not want the subscription, and Chase has been ordered not to honor, to decline any charge from your company.
Okay, let me start by getting your zip code so I'll be able to look up your account.
48317.
And can I get your first and last name?
Noonan, Noonan.
And for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address we have on file for you?
Probably 45551 Hecker Drive, Utica, Michigan, 48317.
All right, thank you so much for that. I see that it looks like back on February 10th, you had ordered the Melody Pods. Those were the wireless earbuds that are able to be connected by Bluetooth as well, along with the smartwatch shipping insurance that came with it, make sure it didn't get damaged. And the attempted charge that you see is $69.97. And that's the actual cost of the earbuds that you receive. When you order it back on the 10th, it was for a 14-day trial period. So starting that day, they gave you 14 days to enjoy the product. If you want to cancel out, you just had to give us a call back and we got it taken care of for you. But when we didn't get a call back, that's why you see the attempted charges.
What I don't understand is, what is the charge for?
The $69.97, that's for the actual earbuds that you receive.
So those need to be shipped back to you in order not to be charged them. I did not understand that.
Yes, ma'am. You'll have to return the earbuds to us for us to get it canceled out, because if not, they're going to keep trying to get it canceled out. Or what we can do is say you're shipping it back. Instead of that $69.97 that you see, let me see what all options that we have available for you.
I'm 1,000 miles from where they are. There's no way I can ship them back. No, my husband just died. I did not know. I thought they were free and that was a shipping charge. I thought it was related to another order I had placed. So I was very confused by that.
Well, I'm definitely sorry to hear that. I'm trying to see what all options that we have available for you.
I came here to take care of my elderly sister who's sick, and now there's no way I can leave in less than another 4 to 5 weeks. And there's no one near my home who can go in and find them and ship them back to you.
Okay, so instead of that $69.97 that keeps trying to be attempted, we can get it discounted, where it would only be, instead of that $69.97, it'll only be $45.48. It'll be 35% off.
Oh, God. I have to. All the things I did that I had to change after my husband and then to have my sister near death, this has been really awful. I guess that's what I'll have to do. How do I authorize it then with Chase?
No, I just had to update on our side for they quit trying to bill you at $69.97 and bill you at that discounted price.
If you would send me a bill, I would gladly pay the bill directly. I don't want it charged to that card.
Yes, ma'am. If you need to get the card changed to another one, we can, but we don't send bills out. They have to be has to be a credit card on file.
Okay, that's really going to be a problem. Hang on a moment.
Emily, are you trying to drive something quickly? I'm trying to see right before. I found that the very best thing to do is put a wet clean, like a dishcloth that's not in here, on my below the sink. I'm right. There should be a clean dishcloth there.
Oh, yeah.
just wet it, put it in with it, and grab the box of Bounce and put in a Bounce, and that'll do it. But just send it back to how it was set before. That way it'll just do it easily.
Thank you. I'm trying to help with the daughter here.
Yes, ma'am. What I can do is, for they won't constantly keep trying to build, I can extend it out until March 15th, so that means they won't try to bill you again until March 16th. But when they bill you March 16th, it's going to be at that discounted price of $45.48.
All right. I guess I didn't understand about the 14 days, and that would have been on the 24th of February, then you had to hear back from me, right?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Well, of course, all of that paperwork and everything is in Utica, Michigan, and I'm 1,000 miles from there. I can't verify that. Oh, God. I don't know when it arrived, even.
Okay, can you hold one moment for me, please, and let me try to look it up for you?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, thank you so much for holding. It looked like it was looked like it wasn't delivered until the March 1st, and I bet you that's probably due to that whole ice storm, snowstorm that went on. But what we can do is because of the weather that happened, we can discount it at 50%. So instead of other amount, we can do it at just $34.99.
Oh my God! All right, and
so it won't be the $45.48 anymore. It's now going to be just $34.99.
And all right, I'm going to. All right, you have the other credit card. Just go ahead and put it through. And I don't know how I'm going to authorize it with Chase because they've already have a note in the file not to authorize that card for your company. So I don't know what to do about that.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, it won't be attempted again until March 16th. So you may have to just give them a call and tell them just to authorize that one-time charge when it do come through at $34.99. But it won't be until 10 days away.
Okay. Oh, God. All right. I will call Chase tomorrow and do that then. $34.99, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you again for calling customer support and have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.